This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. So the situation in Iran has gone from the headlines, but it's still unfolding there. Protesters have planned a rally early this evening on an important anniversary to talk about the election that took place last month. Michael Slackman, New York Times Middle East bureau chief, joins us now from Cairo, Egypt. The dispute over the election that has at least officially returned President Ahmadinejad to power is still under dispute on the streets of Tehran. What are you seeing, Michael?
Well, much more than just on the streets, also behind the scenes. There are a lot of power centers in the factionalized power system of Iran that are continuing to contest the elections. Today, we're kind of in a standby mode because, as you said, there are plans for demonstrations to mark the 10th anniversary of a very bloody conflict between police and students that occurred in Tehran. There has been talk of something like 200 cities around the nation having protests, but there's also been a very strong government response, which they have said the protests would be illegal and would be crushed. So we're waiting to see.
Let's talk about this 10th anniversary for a moment. If I'm not mistaken, that was during the era of President Khatibeh, right?
Mm-hmm. At the time, the students had been protesting the shutting of a reformist newspaper. And if you recall, President Khatami, for all of his reformist credentials and his effort to ease up and modernize the nation, was thwarted at almost every turn by the hardline clerics, who actually now are not just clerics, I should point out, but the hardline military forces
Sure.
that are there. Who are now in power, who've now actually consolidated power.
So an additional engine for this, or a narrative engine for this demonstration is, in addition to disputing the results of the most recent election, it's also a suggestion that the students today don't want it to end up the way it ended up 10 years ago.
Well, I think that's fair. I think that's a fair assessment. But if there is a protest, it's about this election.
Right.
It's about the election and the direction that people feel the country is going.
And behind the scenes, what's going on?
Well, that's harder to ascertain. I mean, we see smoke signals coming up out every now and then. Influential clerics, some of the most influential clerics, founders of the revolution who worked very closely with Ayatollah Khomeini to create this blended theocracy and democracy, very much opposed to what happened, condemning it. And perhaps more telling, there are some hardline clerics who are generally very supportive of the government who've remained quiet. This isn't over, but it also isn't necessarily, there's not going to be a strike, a thunderclap or a lightning strike. It's going to be playing out slowly behind the scenes, and I would think for a long time to come.
And certainly this election has taught the rest of the world about the inner workings of the clergy in Iran. For so long, we've simply talked about various nuanced moderates, but the clergy was a monolith. That's no longer the case.
You know, I think if there is a silver lining to this crisis that has beleaguered a whole nation in the Middle East, in Iran, it's that I think the world now sees Iran really more clearly for what it is, which is a very diverse place. It is certainly not monolithic at any level. It's greatly factionalized. It has a great degree of diversity.
Oh, that's a very interesting point. Michael Slackman, New York Times Middle East bureau chief. I noticed your byline this morning is with Alan Cowell. Say hello to my good friend Alan Cowell, will you?
I'll do that.
All right. Michael Slackman, New York Times Middle East bureau chief, talking about the situation continuing to unfold, if not in the headlines, certainly in Iran, the dispute over the June 12th election.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.